And what goes with a person to the graveyard? يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. What follows him is his wealth, his family, and his amal, his actions. He can see the benefit of maal, wealth in this world, and he can see the benefit and power of his family around him, but he cannot see the benefit of a'mal with these naked eyes. So what returns? يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family will return from the qabrastan, from the maqbara, from the graveyard, and his wealth will return. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُ. And the only thing that remains with him in that dark hole, بَيْتُ الْوَحْدَ, بَيْتُ الظُّلْمَ, the house of darkness and loneliness, is his a'mal. So the Prophet of Allah made it very clear that our treatment and behavior with our family is very, very sound. Our behavior and our actions in acquiring wealth is very, very sound. Sometimes we will go into venues of haram to acquire that. But on the deathbed, they will desert us. They will have nothing to do with us. That's why they say that the love that you have, remember these words what I'm going to say, the ulama are very wise. The love that you have for your wife, and the love that you have for your children, it is muhabba li islah. No other reason. It should be love for islah, to reform them. If it is love for pleasure, that this is my wife and I love her and I just love her and that's no more. No more than that. I don't want to think over and above that. I just love her because she is pretty, she is beautiful, she makes food for me, she is loyal to me. This muhabba is not going to avail you. Muhabba should be for islah. That I want to protect myself from those episodes that are going to be in front of every human being, and I want to save my wife at the same time and my children. Islah should be the most important thing in this muhabba, that propels this muhabba, that boosts this muhabba. If islah is not there, then these children will be of no benefit to humanity, to the father or the mother. From the maqbara they will leave. From the maqbara they will leave. Maybe they will place a bunch of flowers every year and make the qabrastan or the qabr or the grave solid, you know, with bricks and with tiles. But that's about it. But the behavior of amal is so, so powerful. It has been said that when a person is placed in the grave, and Munkar and Nakir have questioned this person, and don't think that these are stories. Believe in it as it is happening. You go to the Mangrovet Cemetery, you walk in the cemetery, you read Yasin, you make dua. But surely, indeed, there is something that is taking place under my feet. It may be a garden of paradise, or it may be a hole of Jahannam. And this is a reality, this is a fact. Whatever science tells us, whatever modern technology tells us, if it is contrary to this, it is all false. It is all false. The controller of heaven and earth has informed us that this is what takes place in the grave. So the Munkar and Nakir have accomplished their mission and they have left, and now this person is lying in the grave alone. That amal, that young brother that was treated very, very ill, the a'mal that was treated very, very ill. We come to the mosque, a place of tranquility and peace. We feel more comfortable, and this is the situation of most Muslims, we feel more comfortable in our lounge than in the mosque. We feel more comfortable in our lounge in front of the TV than the mosque. It is very hard to pull ourselves away from the lounge in front of that TV to come to the mosque. And that majlis, that gathering in the lounge is not a gathering that will help you. It is from category number one brother, number two brother. But that number three brother, the young brother, is in the mosque. But we're treating it very, very ill. And even when we do come to the mosque, Muslims throughout the world, it is like a bird in a cage. It's like a bird in a cage. We know it's a responsibility to pray the 5 daily prayers, but we pray very, very quickly. And when the imam says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, many do not even pray the sunnah. And those that pray the sunnah, they wait for that door to open, for the imam to exit, and they're downstairs. This is the behavior of a Muslim, ummati ijabi with a'mal. But the Prophet of Allah says, as-salatu burhan. Dastawez, namazik dastawez. It is a certificate. If you have committed a crime, and we go about 400 or 500 years back, and there's a king of a country, and he gives you a paper, and he signs it that you are bari. You are free from this crime. When you go to the court, just present this. This is the meaning of as-salatu burhanun. As-salatu burhanun, that is the meaning, burhan. It is a dastawez, it is a certificate from Allah, the praying. That is the amal, that is the young brother. As-sawmu junnatun. As-sawmu junnatun. The fasting is a shield. Shield to what? I fast, but I don't have any shield. I can't see the fast. I can feel it, but I can't see it. I can feel it. I can taste it, but I can't see it. But you will see it in the grave. Sawmu junnatun. It is a shield that you will hold. That's why it has been said, when a person is passing away, the angels approach this human being and they say, ma qaddama fulanun. Ma qaddama fulanun. Ma qaddama fulanun. What has this person sent in front of him? And the relatives, those families that we loved without islah, without islah, they will say, ma akhara fulan, ma akhara fulan. What has my father left behind? What has my mother left behind? How much am I going to get? There are many families, I come across many cases, the mother, the father is still alive, and the brothers, the siblings are fighting. Mother is alive, father is alive, and they are making calculations, what are we going to get? Because the muhabbat was not of islah. A child that knows what is akhirah, he will not worry about what the parents have left behind. He will worry about taking care of the parents, securing Jannah. Al-Jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat. Ma akhara fulan. So this person is placed in the grave. Munkar and Nakir have disappeared. And it has been said that now the A'mal will come to rescue him. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Some Mufassirin have said Mu'aqibat are angels. And some Mufassirin have said Mu'aqibat are the Tasbihat. Tasbihat. On the day of judgment, when we come out of the grave, they say that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah will be right above us, the creed of faith. Yes? And some ulama say La ilaha illallah will be in front of us, guiding us. Then Allahu Akbar on the right side, Alhamdulillah on the left side, Wala hawla wala quwwata behind us, Lahu mu'aqibatum. Successive angels or successive tasbihat will be protecting this person by the decree of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They will be surrounding him on the day of judgment, taking him from the qabr to Jannah, protecting him. And when this person is in the grave, the salah, as-salatu burhanun, will sit on beside him, right above him, sit right beside him. Then the fasting will come on the right side, the zakat will come on the left side, all the nawafil, mandubat, mustahabbat, all the optional deed that this person did will sit in his feet. From wherever the punishment comes, or whatever comes in that dark one hole, whatever comes that is unpleasant, these mu'aqibat, these small brothers that we haven't treated so well will come to our rescue. They will not treat us as we treated them. You know, a human being should show loyalty to that person that shows loyalty to him. They are very, very loyal with us. We may not see it now, but they are loyal. The Prophet is saying, Allah is saying. So So let's show loyalty to the a'mal. Let's increase the level of iman that will secure us a very, very high jannah in the life to come. Are all brothers ready for this? To increase and engage in a'mal salihah. Treat the younger brother as we treat the elder brother. To treat the younger brother as we treat the elder brother. Lengthen your namaz. Jaldi jaldi namaz na padha. Quickly namaz. What is that namaz? Quickly, quickly. With time, take your time in salah. As-salatu burhanun. Take time in your salah. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Disaster for those people that pray. What type of prayer is that? Quick prayer. Mind is somewhere. Heart is somewhere. Thoughts are somewhere. Body is in the masjid. Up and down, quickly, quickly. That is how we're treating the young brother that is going to take care of us in the grave. Take time in your salah. 5 minutes extra for one salah. We take 10 minutes for the entire Isha, 15 minutes. But every rukun, every arkan, every tasbih, every recitation should be with calmness that we are speaking with Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to implement what we have heard. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.